Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Lata Peterkin, senior citizen.
Hi. And you are the patient, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, amazing. Just hold a minute, please. I'm going to pull up your new referral. Okay, so I just want to run through the enrollment process with you just so you get a feel of it before. So the patient will have to be approved from the county and the state. So what happens is you are going to be in touch with the company Maximus. They will have two assessments with you. They will come to see if you are physically eligible for the services. And once you are approved from them, you'll have to get an approval from the county, which is a financial approval. You'll have to send in some financial documents. It's a two-year look back, but once that's sent in, we usually have to wait a couple of weeks till we get a response. I just want to let you know that before so you know it does take a few weeks, but then once we get the approval, we can get started with the services, okay?
Okay. I can give you some information right now. I'm a military veteran, and I was injured while I was on active duty, and I'm 100% disabled.
And you wanted what? I'm sorry, so I couldn't hear you so well.
I'm a military veteran. I was injured while I was in the military, and now I'm up to 100% disabled. Now, if they want to get medical records, they had to go to the VA. I'm going to have a private doctor. Is that how it's done?
So it can go through the VA, but it doesn't have to, unless you have...
Okay.
Are you connected with the VA currently?
Yes.
Okay. Just a second.
They don't provide home health care.
Right.
You know, and I had a very bad fall, and I got after the side of my right arm. I don't have any feeling in it. I'm getting kind of nervous being here by myself.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna try to get this started for you as soon as possible. Like I said, it does take a couple of weeks, but till we get the approval, I wish you can start right away, but. State and county needs to give their approval.
What is the assessment? Is it,
sorry?
What is the assessment? Consist of?
So they come to see you. They just want to see if you are physically eligible for the services. They will ask you a few questions. It doesn't take so long. They will come to your home or wherever you are.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's not... It won't take too long.
Okay.
I just want to ask you a few more things to see if you would be financially approved before we get started. I don't want to move on if it doesn't look like it. Okay? Are you making more than $2,900 a month currently?
$2,900?
Yeah.
My disability is, yes, I think it is.
From your disability?
But I'm over. Yeah, I'm over 65 plus SSI. I'm 65 now, I click SSI.
Okay, do you know how much you're making from them?
From SSI?
Yes.
You set them up? That's like 2,000.
And
yeah.
Then... Are you making from anywhere else?
Yes, the military.
How much are you making from them?
A month, $3,000.
So $2,000 each.
Yeah. No, $2,000, $3,000. So I guess like $5,000.
So you're making $2,000 from SSI and $3,000 from the military?
Disability, yes.
I'm sorry, you're making $3,000 from disability or the military?
That's the military, disability. I'm a disabled vet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw collect the SSI, I think that's $2,000.
Okay, and you, I'm going to, I want to look into this for you before we get started. Usually if it's within $8,000, it's fine. I just want to confirm that before we get started.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you
own
home properties or cars?
No.
You don't
no
own
home
a
properties.
Home or car?
I have a car. Just paying for. He's working right now.
Okay, no problem. And then any other assets that you have over $8,000?
No, none at all.
Okay. Are you married currently?
No, I'm looking. I'm courting a woman. And she don't want me. Said I'm too old. Older the better.
Okay. And are you living with any minors at the moment?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Fine. So what I'm going to do is I'll have you already call the broker to schedule the first assessment. And like this, you can get things moving along. And either way, even if... you are over the financial limit, I would say to anyway move forward with Maximus. They are the company that schedules the assessments with the states, and they give you the approval. So, and once I would hear that you are financially within the limit, I would, I'll let you know right away, and we can move forward. But let me give you the number for the broker
Now, how would they find out? No, they had to find the exact amount, right?
Sorry?
How would they find out? They had to, I can just tell them the amount.
So I just want to confirm with my supervisor that you are within the financial limit. It's usually, if you're...
I know. It's not over $8,000 a month.
Right, okay. Say again? I'm just going to confirm, okay?
Okay, it's not over $8,000 though.
Right.
That's good.
I marked that down. Okay,
you said over 8,000 wouldn't qualify, right? Yeah. Hold on. Get a pencil. It's hard to move over on this thing. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's 877.
Get a little louder. 877-550. Okay. 877-550.
4227.
All right.
Okay. And if you can
pin it right now. Hold on.
Sorry?
I'll pin it right now. Hold on.
No problem.
Yeah. Let me get a pen. Not writing. Writing. Only pen in house is not writing. Wait, I'm going to get a pencil. Okay, number is 8.
If you'd like, I can test it for you.
877. Wait, say it again.
877-550.
Wait a minute. Hold on. 877-550. Go ahead.
4227.
Go ahead. 4227. Okay. And this is who?
This is the company is called Maximus. They are the brokers. They will schedule the assessments with you. You're going to call them to schedule an assessment, and they will give you the approval. Okay?
Okay. All right.
But before, if you'd like, I can transfer you over, but you would only just need to call that number once we hang up. But I would also want you to text me with the date and time that you schedule for. So I'm going to have you save my number as well because you got transferred over from Kaya before.
Okay, your number is?
My number is 267.
Hold on. 267.
551.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I got that problem with my right side. The number is 227.
267.
227.
267. 267. 551.
551.
7438.
7438. It's your number, right?
Yes, and my name is Abigail.
Abigail, okay.
And the agency name is Family First Care, so you can save that as well, so you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, yeah, if you could call them now and then text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, and then I'll be in touch with you after that, okay?
Okay. You want me to text you after I call them?
Yeah. Text me. You can text this number just to let me know when you scheduled for.
Okay. Now, Abigail, could you I had a number written down. You switch me over.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
You can switch it over. I have on the right side. I had a number written down, but you can switch it over now.
Yeah, you want me to transfer you to them?
Yes.
Okay. Just hold a minute, please. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.